Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too
seriously, especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
All right, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Roll.
28-24 Bears.
Bears.
As I have already predicted on the Take the North podcast, 21-17, the Bears will win this game.
Y'all are going too low, man. 30 points wins this game. 31-28 Bears.
Try the onside kick. It's laying around. Got to pick it up. And it's loose.
Fake Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
They go for the jugular. DJ Moore on the full field post on play action. Mixon, an absolutely 10 out of 10 A-plus throw for
Holy cow, one of the best regular season games you'll ever see. And the city of Chicago says the Bears are for real.
This is a special group. I felt that early in the season. You get with some of those wins, the Raiders game and, you know, the Washington game. And, you know, and you start feeling it, the belief coming. And this group, I'm talking about coaches and players combined, it's just... It's rare.
We're going to keep working. We're going to keep striving for wins. We're going to keep, you know, striving for being the top of, you know, a top team in this league. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting until that clock says zero. And then, you know, from there, we'll look up and see who wins.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know what they say for the rest of that song? Sticky by Tyler, the Creator. Not to be confused with Tyler Farengel, Baby T, who's producing for us today.
They're not the same person?
No, it was, so the edited version would be, check him outside with it. You were outside.
Wait, wait.
You got to experience that Bears win with the people.
I can't remember. Tell me how the unedited version goes again.
I can't say that on the air.
Oh, that's too bad.
What are you
yes.
trying to do? Get me fired over
no,
here on Christmas week?
Never that. I'm trying to get you to be your most unfiltered self. You know, rules be...
That's a different podcast.
Darned. It is a different podcast. But yes, I was outside. I was definitely outside on... What was that, Saturday night? It seems like ages ago, to be
it's
honest.
It's been 83 years.
It's been 83 years. I'm not even playing with y'all. Like, I was outside, and I may have had a year or so taken off my life witnessing in person what happened with the Bears and Packers in what was not a cold game until it was a cold game, and then it was a cold game.
I think you and I, Marshall, having come on after weather for so long in our careers, we see the wind maps. And you see that one place, inevitably, somewhere in the state of Illinois, west of Lake Michigan, where the wind is swirling in a circle. Like, somewhere it's created a vortex because of just how the pattern of the wind goes here. And I feel like that swirling in a circle was Soldier Field on Saturday night.
I would say you're not incorrect. The number of times I just looked up, because I was sitting in the south end zone on the third row of the 200 level, so it's like great seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the uprights throughout the game, and they're just moving, and they would not sit still. And I was like, so it is as windy as it feels like it is right now, because if the uprights are moving, I should probably be moving too.
Yeah, I know pitchers who can't get the break on the field goal, that like on a breaking ball with that east-west break that we saw Cairo Santos have. And that really was it. Hey, when you're inconsistent on special teams, you're going to get talked about either way. This week, you deserve all the flowers, so we're going to give them to you. What an incredible, incredible game. And we knew leading up to this, the fans told you last week during the Browns game, the fans at Soldier Field already wanted Green Bay while the team was on offense. They had to tell the fans to be quiet at Soldier Field. No, I mean, yes, that's probably the right idea because the game was still going on that wasn't the Packers game. But the NFL script, as we like to joke about, or if you believe it's real, well, to make that moment happen Saturday night in the city, it seemed like every establishment that was showing the game, bar, restaurant, your friend's house, your living room was packed. The emotion was high. We knew the city emotion was on 10. The crowd at the Brat stop that we had in Kenosha on Friday was huge. People were fired up. They were ready for this game. And to have it culminate in a way that ended with simply yet another Bears win. I don't know how you don't come away forgetting that game for the rest of your days. That is one that will stay with you.
It's funny that you said simply yet another Bears win, because only in this season, filled with the type of roller coaster these Bears fans have been on, can you say simply yet a Bears win. Because we've had other games that have followed a similar pattern, but none to this degree of up, down, and then let's go up.
Well, and I just want to take this time to say, this is still the first year of Ben Johnson. And yeah, it might have you feeling some type of mirroring way of the first year of Matt Nagy, where at the end of that season, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace got coach and executive of the year. But I think what's important here is, considering how the Bears were so bad in one score games under Matt Eberflus's tenure, 5-19, I wrote it down in my notebook and then I forgot to take my notebook out, so bear with me. But how they were so bad under Matt Eberflus's tenure, and then to flip the script, where now not only does the team win the game, but expects to win the game, and then we'll find ways to win the game after some really bad football to begin with. That's the part that makes this different. That's the part that makes this special. It can just be about that for me this season, in the 101 level of what should be a growing offense and a growing playbook and a developing direction with this team. It still can be that simple, because your objective is to simply win. And yet again, they were able to do that.
They certainly did that. And the whole time, and I don't know how many times I said this word out loud on Saturday night, but I definitely said it more than 50 times. And the word is crazy. Like, I was like, this is crazy. Jordan Love's out of the game. This is crazy. The Bears can't stop Malik Willis. This is crazy. What? Christian Watson's out? Crazy. What? No, Josh Jacobs? This is crazy. They can't get any points? This is crazy.
Well, and that it was that part of it, too. You know, we'll get into this later in the show. It's a 4.5 hour show. We have time to talk about it. But when you saw the success that Malik Willis was having after the collision with Austin Booker, and you saw how the Bears' run defense was allowing way too many yards, and then the Bears' offense didn't look like how it was supposed to look. You know, it was kind of the same stagnant game plan that we saw previously. Part of that is, yes, giving credit to the Packers, who prior to Micah Parsons getting there still had a top five defense. Part of that is credit to the other team. But given all of that, you know, in the NFL, we talk about this, and you can describe the Bears season in this way. They've had their fair share of breaks, facing backup quarterbacks, facing players who weren't there. Tyler Huntley, that was a game they lost. Aaron Rodgers didn't play. You know, we saw Spencer Rattler with the Saints, for example. The bottom line is you still have to do things right in order to take advantage of those breaks. And that's why, for me this year, it is still about winning the game. Figure out everything else. You will fine-tune this as time goes on. But it can be as simple as win the game. And I know last time against the Packers, Ben Johnson said he didn't make any halftime adjustments, and the 2 and 3 yard runs ended up becoming 5 and 6 yard runs. I understand that that's what's said, but you did make in-game adjustments. We started to see that even in the drive that got the second field goal of the game for the Bears in that fourth quarter. You know, the big pass play to DJ Moore, that opened up 4 straight runs. You saw the run game being built off of the pass. We saw, I think, a different Bears team in that fourth quarter and ultimately overtime. Yet again, they adjusted. And that's what helped them win this. Would you like to see it earlier? Absolutely. But will you take it, especially this year? I ask that you do.
That could be the theme of the 2025 regular season Bears. Would you like to see it earlier? Absolutely. That could just be the theme right
there. And they have said it. Like, they have said previously in press conferences that.
I think when you look at everything that transpired, it's very easy and objectively true to say the Packers choked this game away. That cannot be argued. They choked the game away. When you look at all the miscues they had on the way to losing this game. At the same time, even as they're choking the game away, the Bears have to be able to take advantage of every opportunity for it to go the way that it did. And they did. So you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, just find a way to freaking win the game. Just find a way to freaking win the game. And more times than not, this team, this season, as imperfect as they have been, and against imperfect competition, have found a way to win enough games to become NFC playoff contenders. They are in the playoffs. That's over and done with.
Yeah, thanks to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Like they drew it up.
The Bears are in the playoffs. We'll get into that game in a little bit, too. Like, what did we watch on Sunday afternoon? And that game seemed like it took forever, by the way.
Well, the end of the game certainly took forever. That last play, it was a long explanation. The explanation was probably 5 times longer than the play itself. And the play wasn't short. Let's be very clear.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. I don't even. It was like, it really was kind of the puppy who lost his way.
Yeah, I'm just glad they didn't take old Yeller out back.
Which is a Billy Madison reference, for those of you who may not know. This is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable
that
implants.
Is correct.
Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. Dodgeball was also on last night.
Where was it on?
It was on True TV.
You should have sent that to me. You should have told me, by the way, Marshall, Dodgeball is on, and I would have stopped watching all the breakdowns and Caleb Williams stuff that I was watching, trying to understand how this man has this belief system that supersedes anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, belief in himself.
Belief in his team, belief that it's the game's not over when, by all technical aspects, it seems like it's a 0.5% chance of you winning the game. I that feels like the game's over.
Yeah, guys, can we not wait until the last possible minute to do this next time?
No. They said no. John A. Walker said no.
By the way, shout out to John A. Walker, who, by the way, was always credited with being like one of the hearts and souls of Texas A&M's team. And brings the energy and brings that spark. And for him to come in the way he did, we asked the question on Friday, who was going to be stepping up now that Roma Dunze and Luther Burden were both going to be out. DJ Moore looked real good in that game, and it wasn't just the 46-yard catch. Like I mentioned, he had a 22-yard reception that was excellent. He showed a lot of his just guwagi skills, as Matt Spiegel likes to say. His verts were on display there, the go up and get it, as much as his yak and rack prowess, I think, shows. That was
you
another.
You guys heard of guwagi, go up and get it, guy?
Yeah, we have, actually. Matt was our first guy to say it, here on The Score, at least. But I feel like in this case, you know, that was a throw I needed to see Caleb Williams make, too. That one to end the game, the touchdown.
Right.
That was such a great play. You saw the heavy personnel look, make the same things look different, make different things look the same. First and 10, you thought they were going to run the ball, and it sure looked like they were going to. And then good pass protection. You know, you're taking away a lot of your options downfield when you do that. Keyshawn Nixon absolutely committed pass interference on that play. Every single still frame would tell you that. DJ still catches the ball because he's got the verts and the power to be able to do that with somebody on him, and then catches that ball for the touchdown. But over the middle, take the top off of the defense, and then ultimately the metaphorical top off of Soldier Field. Statement.
It was the way that ball was hanging in the air from my vantage point, because that's going away from me at Soldier Field. And it felt like that ball was in the air for a good minute. Obviously, it was very few seconds. But to understand how strongly the wind was blowing, and for him to send an absolute dime to the end zone, dotting it to where DJ Moore could just reach up and grab it and pull it in while being hung onto by Nixon, as you mentioned, it was such a euphoric moment, because the whole time, I'm thinking the same thing I've been thinking the whole game. This is crazy. At that point, it was, this is crazy that the Bears came back and won this game. And Caleb Williams is to be commended. Now, I would love to see Caleb do things quarters 1 through 3 as he was doing them in the fourth quarter and overtime. But there is a genuine appreciation for what Caleb Williams is capable of doing at the end of games. And that's 6 now times he's led game-winning drives at the end, and it is fortuitous, it is excellent, it is hopefully foreshadowing of things to come for this Bears team for the next decade plus.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Was it's you are young enough and you are still at the height of your physical powers to where you can do all of these things and make it look good. And off platform, there's no doubt. You know, I don't know how many times I replayed the Fox 32 angle of the one Caleb Williams threw to DJ 2 weeks ago. Was it a week ago? I forget. But just the note, I was the OZ ball, the no, 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 yes, because you really do see the movement at which his body is going one way and the torque at which his right arm goes the other to be able to understand how good he is at that type of throw. And yes, I agree with you, 779. Caleb needs to go deep multiple times a game. And even when he talked about the touchdown pass to Jahdae Walker, you could tell in that discussion, he was like, I never hesitated. You know, he said, I never hesitated to throw that ball to him. Walker was wide open, for the record. That was a breakdown by
busted coverage
by the Packers for sure. But when he said, I'm going to make that throw no matter what, I have trust in the receiver who is there. It doesn't matter if it's Jahdae Walker, undrafted free agent, or if it's multi-year veteran, whomever, or Olamide Zaccheaus. The pause is for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it today. I'm just raising an eyebrow and moving on. But point being, he's going to throw that ball to where it's supposed to go, and then we saw what happened.
It was cover zero. The free man came, and he almost feasted, but Caleb threw it. And when you watch the replay and even some of the All-22 stuff where you see when he had to release that ball and the trust that had to be there that Jahdae was going to make it, be able to get – because that was a difficult catch, to be able to get both feet inbounds running full speed.
Yeah, he was on the run to his left. And to be able to do that, it looks like you've got a lot of real estate. And in the NFL, it is. But you still have some artful way you have to go about your body consciousness to be able to make that happen.
That was not an easy play. I'm not saying it's more difficult than the one that DJ Moore caught to end the game. But both those were high-level throws and catches. And I love the fact that the Bears came out and were given a crack, and they turned it into a gaping hole.
Well, and that's it. I think the biggest lesson to teach the rest of the NFL is you aren't safe with this team. Like, yeah, we joke about 20-point leads not being safe in the NBA, but if you give them an inch right now, they're going to take a mile. And that's a lesson that everybody should learn, because they're teaching it.
Yeah, and it's been consistent since the bye week, really, of what this team is capable of if you leave them for dead. Don't leave them for dead. They will undertake or gift you right back into, oh, wow, we just lost this game, didn't we?
And I know we joke a lot about the NFL script. I do, too, because it's funny. And frankly, I love a good conspiracy theory that doesn't hurt anybody. But if it is Undertaker script, if it is the Undertaker gif, I'm into it. Let's go.
I'm with it. Like, the Iceman cometh, you know, or Bears, however you want to say what this is. This could be American Sign Language.
Oh, yeah. ASL that's for bear?
For bear.
I do love learning random ASL words because it's fun. Like, thank you. You just put your hand to your chin and then you put
bring
it down your palm. Yeah. Thank you for listening to us today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Raheemy. Ray Diaz and Tyler Farengul are our producers. We also have Brandon Fryer helping us out as well today on a Bears playoffs day. I can't even believe I'm saying that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live through The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on The Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. You can also join us on YouTube. 670 The Score on YouTube is that address. And you can call us and text us, which you guys have been doing. We'll take calls at 1045. And maybe in the next segment, if you guys come through enough, 312-644-6767. Were you at the game? What were you doing when you were watching this game? How do you feel today and how'd you feel yesterday, especially after seeing the Lions lose for the Bears to make the playoffs? We'll do it all next. More from the Bears locker room after this incredible win over the Packers as you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Cram it up your cram hole in the floor.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got the best coach in the world. Let's put it that way. And we have the best coaching staff in the world. And so you put the talent of the coaches and the people that care, you can strive for anything, you can reach anything, you can go after any goal. And when you go out there in that football field, your belief is at an all-time high between players, between coaches, and you know, you have outcomes like this.
That was Caleb Williams after the game, after the Bears beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime on Saturday night. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that is playoff quarterback Caleb Williams to you. Bears making the playoffs thanks to the Steelers taking down the Lions. So the Bears are in. No more in the hunt. No more is this a thing. No more me printing out a glossy piece of paper 6 weeks ago because I was excited to see the Bears on the piece of paper.
I mean,
they are the paper.
No, no, no. Like, you're excited to see them just off the in the hunt, just in the regular, like, they can have a playoff spot.
They were in the for real seating.
Yeah, like, they weren't at the top of their division. They were just on the paper. You were very excited.
They were the sixth seed at the time, and I was like, what? But now it's like, nah, this is real.
They can't even, like.
It's real.
They have a magic number of one to win the freaking division.
To finally take the North.
To fight. So, funny you should say that. There's a real possibility if things go. Now I'm getting maybe ahead of myself, but they have 11 wins. Understand this. In the previous 3 years under Ryan Poles as the GM, they've had a combined 15 wins. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. I know he was 15-36. Yes.
So now all of a sudden, they could win 12 games, 13 games, 14 games, 15 games. They could do things.
Oh, I'm like, there's only two games left in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to me, I have separated it like this.
Okay.
There's football that you play to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's football you play to win in the playoffs. What needs to happen first before the other I feel confident in? So the football you play to make the playoffs is doing enough to beat Green Bay. Football you play to win in the playoffs is you need to do more.
They're not there yet. I can comfortably say they're not quite there yet.
You can't give up 197 yards on the ground.
It's not ideal.
Was it 198? It was 198. You can't give up 198 yards on the ground.
It seems like a lot.
And expect to win in the playoffs in the NFC. But that's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is everything came together for them. And for the first time since 2020, we were talking about the Bears in the playoffs. And I don't even count 2020's playoffs, guys. Do you remember that was like expanded?
Wait, why do you not count it, though? It's expanded. It's still the same expansion.
No, do you know how I count it? Do you want to know the real way?
Yes, tell me.
Like a storyteller, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson ended up being some sort of symbol. So in 2020, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson got punched in the face twice by Bears while wearing helmets and during games.
Yeah.
And then he came back. And now he has closed the loop. He was in 2020, it was the game against his Saints at the time that the Bears ended up losing. And the Saints ended up taking a really well-designed play that Javon Wims completely whiffed on in the end zone, and it could have been a touchdown. And the Saints ended up using it, I think, in the next game of the playoffs to help them advance. So the Saints were able to use a Bears play at the time. The Bears lose in the playoffs, and CeeDee Gardner-Johnson both times has prevailed, but at least this time it is for his team. Well, it's for this team. He prevailed for his team both times.
No, it's definitely like one side of CJGJ, and then now we're to the other side of CJGJ. And that's crazy that those two things exist in the space. But I'll tell you something
else. Is he like Ron Artest with the Lakers? Only time will tell.
Well, I'll say, out about time in this case.
Maybe that's a little much, but you feel me on that.
No, I feel you on this. That dude, you can say a lot about him. Here's one thing you can't say. You can't say he's not a winner. Every time I look around, he's on a team that's winning football games. Every time I look around.
See there? 7:08, this is screaming Bears Packers 3 Saturday night wildcard round. I don't know that you're wrong. Like, that's what we've got to figure out. Ben Johnson is expected to speak today, by the way, so we'll bring you the latest from Hallis Hall. Dan Weiderer as well is going to join us later in the show. Dan is at 12:25, is that correct? Okay, Dan is at 12:25. Thank you, Ray. So then we'll get some updates on some guys, hopefully, but that's the case. And Marshall, credit to you, because you said it was going to take 11 wins, and I think Ben Johnson was on the same page, because look what happened.
that's exactly what it takes. Take a few more to do more than just, you know, make the playoffs and be, you know, a number one seed possibly. That's still in the air. Thank you to the Seattle Seahawks for making that a possibility. But 6-3-0, I didn't even think about it in these terms. Ben Johnson, 3 wins away from tying Matt Eberflus, his whole win total as Bears head coach. It's a low bar. I get it. But I'm just telling you, in one season, he could possibly tie or surpass. And I was like, wait, 3? I thought he needed 4. Oh, wait, he didn't get that last one, did he? Oh, no.
Thomas Brown.
That was Thomas Brown.
Let's listen to Jahdae Walker, by the way, because we brought him up in our previous segment just about, did he take a page out of the book of Udonis Haslem?
Perhaps.
Get ready to stay ready. Let's listen.
What's it mean to have been, obviously, in the locker room all year long, and then finally you get your number called and you make the biggest play of the game?
Well, Declan.
One of them.
Declan, L, Robbie, everybody, they always tell me, like, be ready. You one play away from 50 snaps, so I just try to be ready and control what I control, for real.
You know what this says to me? It's kind of like what we just heard from Caleb Williams. There's just a different confidence, and there's a different, I think, trust in this team when it comes to believing the coaching staff when they tell them things. Like, this is a group of professionals, and there are times where a coach will tell you something or a supervisor will tell you something, and you follow it because those are the directions, but you know it might not work.
Well, yeah.
This is not that. This is the opposite of it.
You have to believe in processes, right? And the buy-in has to be at a certain level for not just Caleb Williams, who obviously he's got to buy into what Ben Johnson's trying to coach him, and at this point teach him, because he's still relatively early in his career, to get him into better habits, to understanding whether it's the pre-snap, the cadence, getting rid of the ball on time, all of those things.
Don't live in your quarterback's house.
Well, I'm okay with Jahdae living wherever he needs to live to get to absorb what he needs
to
absorb.
Did you see he posted on Twitter, I was homeless?
So, Caleb Williams, in his post-game press conference, talks about belief in Jahdae Walker and the fact that he actually didn't have anywhere to stay when he first got on with the team as an undrafted free agent. And so he lived with Caleb Williams for a while. And that was out on the internet. It was on Twitter, right?
Yeah, well, Caleb had the quote after the game. And then Jahdae, somebody posted the quote. And then Jahdae retweeted it and said, I was homeless with a bunch of crying gifts.
It was hilarious.
I had a good laugh at that. But he does have that infectious personality. And you hear people talk about him in the locker room when it comes to, dances and celebrations and stuff.
Wasn't
like that.
Wasn't he trying to take credit for the whole Kobe the first down?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Well, first they said it was OZ, and then people said it was Jahdae, and then it became a big discussion between who it was.
Yeah, but just the fact that he's involved makes it great.
Also, this is a wonderful quote. This is from Brad Biggs's 10 Things. This is Cole Kmet, Biggs' friend to us all. The quote is from Cole saying this: it feels like since I've been here for the last 5 years, everything has gone wrong. You're bound to get at least one thing going right. Good to get the onside kick, and then we took advantage of it from there. I would love to see the probability of us winning the game. The probability of the Bears winning the game at one point was such a problem that it was in the favor of the Packers to the tune of 96.9%. The Pack at that point, at their highest level, had a 96.9% chance to win the game.
See, I saw a different number. I saw 99.5% at the time of the onside kick, before the onside kick was recovered.
It depends on, who your stats are. So I got that one from the
slim margins is what we're saying. Slim. The slimmest of slim margins. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was a roller coaster win probability graph. But he's right. There are so many times where this hasn't gone in their favor. And we're not talking about this in the same way. It's them not being able to beat a team because they don't have X, Y, or Z. It's talking about the penalty yards, which we haven't even touched on yet because they were massive. Yeah, 105 yards that the Bears gave up via penalty. You know, it's us talking about all these other things and not them winning the game and not them doing the thing that absolutely has to be done, which is simply to get the W.
It's the second. This is according to Jeff Joniak. I was listening to him talk about this. This is the second game since 1960 in which a team won without forcing a punt and having more than 100 yards in penalties. Remember, Green Bay, they turned it over on downs. They turned it over. They took a knee to end the half, but they never punted the football in this game. And yet the Bears, despite racking up over 100 yards in penalties, found a way to win this game. That's happened twice now since 1960.
Yeah, and officially on the books, Caleb Williams was not sacked.
Was he not?
Well, I think there was a penalty on the one
where he was?
Yeah, I believe so. But I can't remember because I blacked out.
Was that the face mask?
Yes, I think that was
okay.
The face mask.
So,
and there were so many face masks.
Being
in
at
this
the game,
game,
and what you forget about when you don't have audio to go with you is like, wait, that penalty, and you could see what the penalty is, and most of the time you're right. But sometimes you're just like, wait, what's. So when Jordan Love gets hit.
Yeah.
All I see, because that's at the opposite end of the field, because I'm in the south end zone, that's happening towards the north end zone. It's
correct.
Obviously deep in Packers territory. And I'm like, Austin Booker with the sack. Didn't see the flag at first. And I was like, flag? What's the flag for? Was somebody offsides? What's going on? And then like you're like, wait, that it could he sacked him. It wasn't a personal foul. But then you see the replay and you see how he, you know, lowers his head, Jordan Love. And I was like, yeah, they're going to call that every time.
I'm curious to see what the NFL might do on a second look. Like, does that get a fine because it was levied as a personal foul during the game? Then there was the hit Keyshawn Nixon had on DJ Moore
that was
over the middle early. And it was pretty obvious that it was late. Like, pretty obvious when you see how DJ was getting up. That one, I think, deserves another look. But, you know, the issue I have with the Austin Booker hit is that you'd look at it differently if Jordan Love hadn't tucked his head. Because then it would be in the vicinity of shoulders, right? So, like, the intent was there to hit shoulders at least.
So, the end result of that play is Jordan Love leaves the game. So, I was like, okay, for the Bears, that's a fair trade-off. The personal foul, Jordan Love's no longer in this game. I was wrong, by the way, because Malik Willis did a phenomenal job.
He really did. Like, credit to Malik Willis, who is more than just a capable quarterback. And we saw that happen last year, too, if you recall.
And used his legs, too, at will. And the Bears' run defense still needs
work. 198 yards is just...
Oh, I'm sorry. The Bears' defense, period, especially the front four, just needs work, period. They were playing patty cake up front.
Well, and that's the one thing we wanted to see change. You know, the one thing we wanted to see was a more active pass rush and a more active Bears front. Thankfully, Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards were both back in this game. You know, Tremaine Edmonds, especially having been on IR, did not look like it. So there's a lot of angles to digest in this game, and we will do so here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. But come on, guys. It's a football Monday, and you know what that means. We want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. How are you celebrating the Bears being in the playoffs? The fact that they beat the Packers on a Saturday night at Soldier Field? The fact that we get to sit here and talk about a Bears team today? Did you go to the game? And if you didn't, how did you watch it? Let us know. 312-644-6767. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, celebrating a Bears win at Soldier Field. The best win I've seen in a long, long time. But enough of what we think. Let's go to you. 312-644-6767. Vince in Gurnee. Vince, you're on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Good morning, all. Happy Bears Monday. What a wonderful day to be a Bears fan.
Yes.
I was at the game. I took my family to the game, and the way the stadium was buzzing pregame is something I've been lucky enough to be able to go to a bunch of Bears games in my life and be able to take my young sons now. And I've never felt the electricity like it was in pregame. I mean, I think everybody who went was just in such anticipation of this game, and it was really incredible to feel that. And then the Bears came out on their first drive, and it was some of the best driving and play of Caleb Williams that I think everyone in the stadium kept saying that it was a great drive until the botched run play in the red zone. And I think from that moment all the way until the fourth quarter, it was anxiety in the stadium. Everybody was, you know, you got 60,000 coaches all trying to figure out how we can get the Bears back on track. It was really an incredible experience. I'm really happy that the Bears clinched the playoff spot. It was a whirlwind of emotions. I think at the time of the onside kick, right before that, I'd say about 15,000 people left the stadium. So there's probably a lot of people who experienced that last 2 minutes or whatever in the streets of Chicago. They weren't even in the stadium anymore. So it was really incredible. We're still talking about it. You know, my boys are still talking about it this morning. So it was really great. We wanted to watch TV and watch the replays over and over again. So it was a really incredible experience. The Bears have been doing this to us all season long, so at this point, it just feels good to be going crazy about it. So I'm curious to hear what you guys think about maybe their possible divisional round opponent, and if maybe we'll be running it back with the Packers for a third time. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I think this will be a game that goes down to history for all of us. So it was really enjoyable.
Thank you, Vince. We appreciate you calling in. Yeah, I'm not too... I think so much can happen in the last 2 weeks of this regular season. Like Marshall and I have touched on it before. There are, six games you counted where a division might be won or lost in one game?
That number has gone down to like 5 or 4 now. Because,
still though.
No, we don't know who's going to be in like the primetime Sunday night situation.
But right now it would set up if the playoffs were starting today that the Bears would take on the Packers. And the likelihood... because of the NFC North getting in what we think is going to be multiple teams into the playoffs, that is a high possibility. I still think the most teams comes out of the West, but that's just me. A lot of football left, though, before we get there. We continue on the phones, 312-644-6767. Jen in the Quad Cities, you're on Raheemy Harrison Grody. We lost Jen. You just told me to go to Jen. Aw, how sad. Let's go to Tony in Downers Grove. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Layla. Hey, Marshall. Okay, I'm ecstatic about the Bears win. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing.
But?
Don't want to get ahead over my... I don't want to go over my skis because the Packers still look like a better team overall. And if the Bears have to play them again in the playoffs, I'll be ecstatic if they do that and beat the Packers. You know, they're 7-30 in the last how many years? So it's a great win. Excited. But... again, don't want to get over my skis. And I know they're ahead of schedule, but I hate the ahead of schedule thing because I don't want to be Washington this year, what Washington is this year. You know, last year, Washington was the team way ahead of schedule, and look what happened. But I think, for me as a fan, as far as 2020, I think they have better pieces in place to move forward. And finally, I have to get this in. It was a great football weekend, and Layla, you might appreciate this, maybe not, but any week that OU could lose, A&M could lose, and the Bears win on the same weekend, I'm a happy guy. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you so much, Tony. You have a great Christmas as well.
I was going to say, Texas A&M could have used Jahdae Walker this past weekend because that was an ugly game.
Yeah, and for everybody who even needed convincing about Miami, A&M got told the truth on by Texas. And to have that game, that clunker, for the Hurricanes.
I don't think either of them looked good in that game. That was, ugh.
Yes, A&M could have used Jahdae Walker. Man. You know what? It's different now. It's different now that everybody has an equal playing field. It's not all about the SEC anymore, as I turn to Marshall Harris and stare at him. Let's go to Jen in the Quad Cities. We hear Jen is back. Jen, you're on Raheem Harris and Grody.
Hey there. How are you?
Great.
Good. Hey, I've got my boys here in the car. One, Madden is 9, Drew is 7. We were at the game Saturday with my husband and father-in-law and brother-in-law, and that place was just electric. We got there at a little afternoon and started tailgating a little too early, and the boys just had so much fun. We're season ticket holders, and just loved every second of it, even at 9 and 7, just full of energy.
What was your emotion level like when say, like, for example, the Kyle Manung guy, it's listed in the official box scores aborted. when that unfortunate play happened, you know, what was your emotion then compared to your emotion at the end of the game?
Shocked. I mean, it was the opposite end zone. We were in the north end zone, and hard to tell exactly what happened, but we knew it wasn't good there at fourth and goal, or fourth and, what was it, 2 or 3? But there at the end, our voices were gone. One got pushed over into the row, and my 9-year-old got pushed over to the row in front of us by Uncle Ben. And, everybody's good, no broken bones, but just so much excitement. And all these boys want for Christmas is a trip to the Super Bowl. But I don't know that Santa can bring all that in a stocking. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Santa's got a lot of requests, but you know, if the answer is always no unless you ask.
Lot. My 9-year-old, man, he had a poster made with Santa's naughty list and nice list, and I bet you can guess who was on which side.
Sounds good, Jen. Thank you so much. And we've gotten some great, I think, accounts from people at the games. Ray, who else was at the game that we should look into?
Byron.
Byron in Peoria. Let's listen to Byron. Byron, so what was that game like for you?
Well, I think I beat Marshall with the crazies. I think it was over 52. So,
yeah. Constant,
yeah,
right?
You go. But yeah, it was crazy. Crazy, crazy. But it was awesome. It was this game. I was at the game, San Francisco, Mike Brown, touchdown. Just stopped that for sure. But we've caught lightning in a bottle. And this question for you guys, I hope this is sustainable. Do you guys think so? We building something, or is this kind of a fluke? I don't know. I don't think it is. I think we're building.
I don't think it's a fluke, but I also don't think what they did Saturday night is sustainable when you're talking about winning in the actual playoffs. We got 2 more weeks to figure it out.
Sustainable is not a discussion that I really participate in. And that's not to diss on people who do. I just think there are so many different factors that go into games each time. You have to ask yourself how confident you are in each unit of your team and then the subunits of the team. Like, how confident are you in the position groups? How confident are you in the offensive lines? You know, I kind of look at it a little more tactically than the concept of sustainable. Like, for example, can Caleb Williams always have that kind of arm strength into his 40-year-old season? No, probably not, because that's something that will have to change. But is it sustainable through, I don't know, at least his age 31 or 2 season? Yes.
I don't think
you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different ways to, like, slice that up for me.
I'm pretty sure when he said sustainable, I think he was talking about this season specifically.
But even
through the end of the season.
But the frustrating part about Washington, for example, is they made all these different personnel changes. So, you know, you can't always say that it comes comes down to like just the concept of simply being in an offense a second
year. Biggest thing that the sustainability question comes in for me anyway is, can the offensive line maintain and sustain its health? If the offensive line sustain its health, then you can probably do what you've been doing.
Yeah, I wish I took a more traditional approach with that one, but I'm sorry I don't. And that's my confessional for the day. We mentioned, if you were at the game, this is one that you probably will never forget. If you were watching the game, it's one that will stay with you for a long time. And then there are the people who had the chance to go to the game and had to be convinced.
You talking about me again?
Not only am I talking about you, but I need Henry Melton, who invited you to the game, to come back on and tell us that he was right. If we missed your calls, we will have other segments later in the show. So please call back. I'm sorry there's only so much time, but we've got to get Henry to mess with Marshall in our next segment. So that's what we're going to do. Former Bear Henry Melton, who's the reason Marshall even got to go to the game. We'll talk to us about the atmosphere next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.